The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 6th of May, 2008. It was on this day, 1862, Henry David Thoreau died of tuberculosis at the age of 44. His aunt asked him if he was at peace with God. Thoreau said, "I was not aware that we had quarreled." The last clear thing that he said was, "Now comes good sailing," and then two words, "moose" and "Indian." It's the birthday of the poet Randall Jarrell, born in Nashville, 1914. He was an important critic in his day who did much for the reputations of Robert Frost, Walt Whitman, and William Carlos Williams. Also a poet, during World War II, worked as a control tower operator, and he wrote about the war in his books of poetry, including his poem Losses, in which he wrote, "We read our mail and counted up our missions in bombers named for girls. We burned the cities we have learned about in school till our lives wore out. Our bodies lay among the people we had killed and never seen. When we lasted long enough, they gave us medals. When we died, they said our casualties were low." It was on this day, 1935, President Franklin D. Roosevelt created the Works Progress Administration to provide jobs for unemployed Americans during the Great Depression. More than 8.5 million people were paid to build roads and paint murals and to write and to create the American Guidebook series. It's the birthday of Sigmund Freud, born in Freiburg in what was then the Austrian Empire, 1856. He started out as a medical doctor and a scientist until one of his superiors told him he would never go far in medicine because he was a Jew, and so Freud decided to go into psychology, which was a less crowded field. He thought he might be able to break new ground. He was interested in the mental illness called hysteria and the treatment of it, including the treatment by hypnosis. And he learned about a patient whose hysterical symptoms had improved when, under hypnosis, she told stories about her life. Freud thought that maybe the symptoms of the sick people he was treating were the result of stories they had not ever been able to tell anyone. So he took a couch that had belonged to his wife. He covered it with a rug. He asked his patients to lie down on it. And instead of looking at him, he asked them to stare at an empty wall and he asked them a few questions and called the process free association. His important book, The Interpretation of Dreams, came out in 1899. Today, Freud's ideas are no longer part of modern psychology. Many critics think he was much too obsessed about sex. But Sigmund Freud had a great impact on Western culture. The idea that people were driven by unconscious desires had a huge impact on literature. Here's a poem for today, a poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, a sonnet entitled Night. Into the darkness and the hush of night, slowly the landscape sinks and fades away, and with it fade the phantoms of the day, the ghosts of men and things that haunt the light, the crowd, the clamor, the pursuit, the flight, the unprofitable splendor and display, the agitations and the cares that prey upon our hearts all vanish out of sight. The better life begins. The world no more molests us. All its records we erase from the dull commonplace book of our lives that, like a palimpsest, is written o'er with trivial incidents of time and place, and lo, the ideal, hidden beneath, revives. Longfellow's poem, Night. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Katrina Chikala and our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.